This week's shiur is dedicated l'schutam of the three young yeshiva boys with whom the entire Beis Yisrael is familiar. Three young boys, Naftali ben Rochel Devoiro, Frankel Gilad ben Badgalim Shair, Ayal ben Iris Tshura Yifrach. It's been 10 days since these boys were abducted, and 10 days of tefillas, bakoshes, and of hope. And we should not be misyayish. Yeshua Hashem keherafayin. We all daven, we all learn, we all hope that they will speedily come home, safe and sound, mi yitein, and we will all rejoice. So the shiur today is dedicated l'schutam, and the topic we will be discussing today is one of the most central, one of the most important and interesting, fascinating sugyas. This week is Parshas Chukas, and the first rashi in the parsha, dealing with Parah Aduma, l'fisha, Asot nevom esroel amoinim es Yisroel omar ma mitzvezu v'ma tam yeshbo. Lefichach, kosef chuko, chukim chukakti, gzeres gezarti v'yenach rishus lahar erachareim. 1,000 years ago, there was a big machlokes between the Rishonim. The Rambam on one hand dedicated the first chelek of Moreh Nevuchim to tamei mitzvot. And the Rambam was of the opinion that we should deal and try to understand, in as much as we can understand, the rationale, the reasoning of the various mitzvahs, Tariag mitzvah Shabbatoyla. The Sefer HaChinuch followed in the Rambam's footsteps, and a Sefer HaChinuch in each and every one of the Tariag mitzvahs, the Chinuch writes, Shoresh HaMitzvah. On the other hand stood the Rashba. The Rashba's argument was, Kiyum HaMitzvahs is all about servitude. We are to fulfill our duty. A slave doesn't ask, doesn't inquire. It's none of his business to understand why he is required to do what. It is upon him to serve and fulfill his duty. On one hand, Chazal say in Medrash, Parshas Lech Lecha, וכי מה יחפש לו אל הקודש ברוך הוא בין שויכת מנצב אל השויכת מן הוערף, אלא לא ניתנו המצוות אלא לצרף בהם את הבריאות. This harsh formulated mamar seems to indicate. Intrinsically, what's the difference between שויכת מנצב ושויכת מן הוערף? המצוות ניתנו לצרף את הבריאות. To bring us to the highest level of servitude, of submission to the will of HaKadosh Baruch. The Rambam, Perek Gimel, Chelek Gimel, Perek Chavav, and Perek Memches, in Moreh Nevuchim, brings this medrash. However, the Rambam argues, well, there may be many midrashim, different ideas, but the halacha is not in accordance to this medrash, but in accordance to many other midrashim in which we do find Chazal dealing with the rationale of the different mitzvahs. What we will examine today is what is the halachic significance, the halachic implications, if there are any, of Tamei HaMitzvot. First of all, we cannot ignore the fact that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, two of the greatest Tanoim, both were Talmidim, disciples of Reb Akiva ben Yosef, and in three different places in Shas, Bova Metzia Kuftes, Bova Medalaf Sanad, Chof Alef, Medalaf Anin Yevames, Daf Ayin Zayin, three different sugyas and shas dealing with three different topics. We find the machloikis whether darshinan tamed dekro or lo darshinan tamed dekro. Bova Metzia regarding the law lo tachbal rechayim verochim. You shall not go into the house, into the home of a widow to take back a mashkin. Yevomes Ayin Zayin Amadalav dealing with amoini veloy amoinis, moyovi veloy moyovis. Senedech of dealing with the love upon a Melech Yisrael Ayar Ben Enoshi. In all these sugyas, Halacha Kereb Yehuda, Lo Darshinan Tame Dikro. On the other hand, there might be special significance in those mitzvahs in which the Torah itself gives us a ta. Very well-known Bach, Siman Ches in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, once again, Tov Reish Chof Hei in Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Bach says that there are three mitzvahs in which the Torah itself gives the time, and therefore when we perform these mitzvahs, we need to be mechaven beyond the general concept of Kavonas HaMitzvah. By these mitzvahs, we need to be mechaven the reasoning of these mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Pesach says, Uriisa Moisai, Uzacharta. Laman Tizkuros Kol Mitzvah Hashem Vasisa Moisai. By Tefillin, the Pesach says, Laman Tietoris Hashem Befichu, and once again, by Sukkah. Laman Yaidu Dorosechem Ki Besukkah Seshafti Es Bnei Yisrael Betziyoisa Meyeretz Mitzrayim. So obviously, the Bach indicates that there are three mitzvahs in which the Tama and mitzvahs are mefurish b'Torah, and they have a specific halacha, that we need intention, we need kavana to perform these given special mitzvahs. However, we find in Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Alav Siman Tzadik Daled, even those mitzvahs in which we do find the Tama and the Torah, that is only one. One of who knows how many different levels of Tamei HaMitzvahs. Arucha Miyeretz Mido, Rachove Meniyam, Omekomek Miyim Tze'enu. Rav Chaim of Elazar on one hand, and the Kedushas Levi on the other hand. Not every day do we find coalitions between Elazar and Berdichev, the greatest disciple of the Goen, and one of the greatest disciples of the Mezritcher Maggid. Nefesh HaChaim Shara Alef Perek Chav Beis, and I quote the Loshon of Rav Chaim, Tami HaMitzvahs Ad Tachlitan Lo Nitgalu Lishom Odo Meyolim. Tami HaMitzvahs, at their utmost, at their depth, were not revealed to any mortal. Shum Odo Meyolim clearly includes Shlomo HaMelech, HaChacham HaKol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gidoil HaNevim, and a similar formulation we find in the Kedushas Levi in this week's parsha, Tamei HaMitzvot Nelamim Mikol Adam. Also emphasizing Kol Adam. As if Reb Chaim of Elazar and Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev learned this sugya b'chavrusa, both reaching the same conclusion and expressing the same formulation. But I think the emphasis is Tamei HaMitzvahs Ad Tachlitan. So even the Rambam and the Chinuch, who elaborate and deal with Tamei HaMitzvahs, both emphasize, it is not that we say, this is it, Kazera Eive Kadesh. With their infinite wisdom, Ba'oimeg Das Kotshom, these are suggestions. These might be some of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. But we always must understand, Ad Tachlitan Lo Nisgalu Lishom Odo Meyolim. So what is the significance of Tamei HaMitzvahs that we find in Rishonim or in Chazal? Do they bear any halachic significance? I wrote at length at this sugi in Minchas Osher, Parshas Chukas, Minchas Osher Al HaTorah. Today I want to emphasize some points which I didn't really emphasize in that essay I wrote. So some of the sources we have today you will not find there. Many of the sources we find there we will not speak about today, because I want today's shiur to be more halachically structured. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, the Gemara says in Brochas Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Oimer al Kentzip Yogi Arachmecho Mishatkenoi. So one should not say in his tefillahs and his prayers, you have mercy on a Kentzip, or have mercy on us. The Gemara says no, Mishatkenoi. So why? Two different tamim we find in the Gemara. Mepnei Shematal Kina Bein Masa Bereshis. Or Oysa midoysef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim ve'inam eila gezeirot. Rashi writes, Lo eila rachmim oso eila lahat lo'olof chukai gezeiroysef lo'odi yeshem avodo v'shoimro mitzvoysef v'gezeiroysef v'chukoysef v'al dvorim sh'yesh l'sotem v'lakum l'ashiv aleihem v'lomar ma'atzoyrech b'mitzvizu. So Rashi, from that sugi and brochas daf lamed gimel, comes back to what he himself wrote in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. However, the Rambam and the Ramban do seem to explain that the reasoning of Shiloh HaKen is Rachmonis, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has on all his Nivroi. That is what the Rambam writes and explains in Moreh Nevuchim and the Ramban in Parshas Ki Teitzeh. So many wrote at great length how to reconcile Divrei HaRishonim with the Gemara Brachos. I think I just explained that Rambam writes, maybe, but in our tefillos we must be definitive. We cannot base our tefillos on an assumption. If we say a concept of Yigirach Mecho, that seems to indicate this is the reasoning of Shiloh HaKeh. So when the Rambam writes in Chayla Gimel Perek Mem Chesen Moreh Nevuchim that this is probably the rationale of this mitzvah, probably, but we cannot state that in our tefillos. There's a major discussion in the Poskim. Chavis Yor, Simen Samech Tet, Sefer Makne Kedushin Lamed Aleph, Chazon Ish Yoredei Kuf Ayin Hei, and maybe the most important halachic source, Shuvas Chasam Sofer Chaim Simen Kuf, all these gedolim, their opinion is there is no mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen unless you actually want to eat the eggs or the chicks. But there's no point in sending away the mother if you do not need the eggs or the little chickens. However, there's a different approach, a starkly different approach. According to the Zohar, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen has a totally different reasoning. And when we send away the mother, and she longs for her children, and she has tzar, and she is pained by the fact that she is being sent away from her nest, and coming back she will not find the eggs or the chicks, she will find an empty nest. In that way, we are ma'orer rachamei shamayim. As if we provoke the Shechina HaKadosha to long for her children that are in galus. So there is a different interpretation, and each of these different interpretations has a halachic implication. Because if we understand the mitzvah Shiloh HaKen as merely rachmanos, then our conclusion should be, if you don't really need those eggs, then have greater rachmanos and just leave them alone. But if the reasoning is to provoke and be ma'orer rachamei shamayim, then we should go out of our way and we should perform this mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer says, according to the Zohar, there should be a mitzvah in any event, even if you have no need at all to consume the eggs or the little chicklets. However, the Chasam Sofer's opinion is that we cannot impose Kabbalah. Kabbalah is for Mekubalim. It is not halachic definition. And therefore, his practical ruling is, if you do not wish to use those eggs, there is no mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. So this is a very good example when different Tamei mitzvahs affect the halachic ruling. And because we are dealing with Piskei Halacha of the Chasam Sofer, let's give two more examples. Lo Yisachilum, Yevomes Kuf Yudalet. Kot Noichon Aveda Seim Bezen Mitzuvan Afrishoi, however, Lo Safinan Levi Yadayim. If a minor is doing an Aveda, we don't have to intervene by pure halachic definition. father has a mitzvah of chinuch, but strangers don't have to intervene. They don't have to prevent the katan from doing an aveira. However, lo safina labi yadayim, we cannot give a katan actively macholas asuris or other aveiras to be machshil him. Lo safina labi yadayim is a principle we learn from the three different sources. Chiles dam, shrotzim, tumas koyhanim. Trumas Edeshen, Simon Samach Beis writes that the understanding of this issur is we don't want the kotan to get used to transgressions to Avedis and will have difficulty weaning him off those habits when he becomes a godel and he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So there's some soifen or chaim semen pegim and says according to this explanation Mebeis Midrashoi of the Tumas Edeshen was one of the Rishonim when a kotan is mentally impaired and by nature he will never become a Bar Chiyuva, there would be no Isser. So that some Sefer once again says, but Lo Darshin and Tame Dekro, and we do not have the authority to be Mechadish Tame HaMitzvahs. And therefore the time of the Tumas Edeshen doesn't really have halachic significance, and we cannot reach halachic conclusions based on the rationale on the Tamei HaMitzvahs. So we see this principle in the Chacham Sofer not only regarding Shiluach HaKen, which is based on Kabbalah, even a time that is based on a pure halachic approach is not sufficient to reach halachic conclusions according to the Chacham Sofer. And we find this principle in the Chacham Sofer once again in Yoredei Simen Kuf Ches, Issur Schoira B'Macholos Asuros. There are Macholos Asuros there also B'Hanoah, like Orla, Kilei HaKenem, Bosa B'Cholov, and Chometz B'Pesach. There are other Macholos Asuros that are also B'Achila and Mutar B'Hanoah, Nevelas Etzreifes, V'Haminim HaTameim. However, it is a Mishnah in Perek Zayin of Masechet Shviyos, even those Macholos Asuros that are Mutar B'Hanoah, Asurim B'Schura. You cannot buy and sell, you cannot have a business selling Machalot Asurot. Nizdamnu Lo Mitar. If it is coincidental, then you are entitled to sell. A fisherman, he fishes tuna or other kosher fish, but sometimes in his nets he catches some shrimp, crabs, lobster, catfish. He's not out to catch them, but sometimes he finds them in his nets. He's entitled to sell them. Nizdam nulo mutar, but not intentionally dealing and selling macholos asuros. Chuvas Rashbo. Chelek Aleph, Simen Shin Aleph, Chelek, I think it's Chelek Gimel, Reish Tzadik Aleph, I'm not sure. But anyway, the Chuvas Rashba says that the reasoning why Issur Schoira is in the Torah is Shema Yavo Lechol. If you're going to sell, you might forget, you might be Nechshol, and you might eat yourself those Macholois Asuris. Says the Chacham Sofer, according to the Rashba, you are entitled to invest. A Jew could invest in a business, in a partnership, or even his own business. He would be the sole owner, but he lives in America, and he sells catfish in Hong Kong. There is no cheshash sheyavo lecho. But the Chacham Sofer says, how could we be mechadish tamei mitzvot? And therefore, once again, even though it is the Rashba that gives this explanation, has no halachic significance, and we cannot be meikel. So that is the opinion of the Chacham Sofer in a few different places. And in all these mitzvahs, the common denominator is, we find a certain reasoning, rationale, suggested either by the Zohar in one case, by the Tumas Edeshen, by the Rashba, but al pi halacha, we cannot rely on Tamei HaMitzvahs Lahoke. Example number four. Yisr Bishul Bosa B'Cholof. Three times the Torah says, Lo Savashul Gedi B'Chalei V'Imoy. Echod Yisr Achila, Echod Yisr Bishul, Ve'echod Yisr Anoa. The Rambam And this Rambam is extremely interesting and appears twice in the Rambam. Perek Tes Macholos Asuras Halacha Aleph. And I'm quoting the Loshon of the Rambam. Lo Yisosa Kakosav Malasar Achila Elam Epnei Shosar Abishul. Koloimar. Afilu Bishulo Asur Vein Tzorach Loimar Achila Asoi. Kemo Shishatak Melasor Abat Ma'achar Shasar Bat Habat. And we find a similar formulation in the Rambam, first Perek of Hilchos Tumas Meis, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam says, why doesn't the Torah explicitly say that you cannot eat Basar B'cholov? Because we find that you cannot cook Basar B'cholov, won't you understand on your own if you can't cook? You definitely can't eat. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the entire prohibition on cooking Basar B'cholov is only if you'll stand in the kitchen and you'll stand the heat and you'll cook Basar B'cholov, you might just forget and you might consume Basar B'cholov. So lo yasra Torah bishul elam epnei anur, and therefore the Torah doesn't specifically state that one is prohibited from eating basar b'cholov. We should reach that conclusion from the Issa Bishul. Tshuvas Doivev Meishorim, the great Shabina Rav, Simen Lamed in the first volume, first Chelik, writes to Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav, the initiator of Daf HaYoimi. He was asked by a Jewish chemist, and the chemist in his laboratory checked various foodstuffs, what their components and ingredients are. And sometimes he is asked by food manufacturers or by kashrus organizations to check a certain foodstuff, whether it has ingredients that are basar b'cholov. And the examination is done by a process of cooking or boiling. So if there is basar b'cholov, then he is over on the Isra of Bishul basar b'cholov. Would that be permitted? And the Shabina Rav, in the great tradition of the Galatiana Gedolim, argues, according to the Kesef Mishnah's interpretation of the Rambam, if the entire Isra of Bishul basar b'cholov is only Shami Avol Echol, then what could argue, according to the Halacha, Psochim Yud Aleph, when a person is busy in Bedikas Chometz, to me Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bir Chometz, there is no Chashash Yavo Lechol. Because when you are busy in destroying something, discarding of it, there is no Chashash, then at that same time, Yavo Lechol. So this chemist is only looking for the Basar B'cholov to determine that this food isn't kosher. So we don't have to be choshesh that at that same very time, shiavo le'echol. However, the Shabina Rav comments, could we base a halachic kula on a tam that we find in the Rambam? Lo darshinan tam edekro. So I brought four examples. The first example deals with a broader question, the significance of Kabbalah in halachic ruling. But the other three examples, lo sachilum, based on the time of the Tumas Edeshim, Issa Schoira, based on the Rashba, Issa Bishul Basar B'cholov, based on the interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam. And these three examples, or four examples, three, Mebeis Medroshe of the Chasam Sofer, number four from the Dovid Mishorim, the Gedolim reject any kula that is based on Tamei HaMitzvot. My feeling would be different. Based on three sources of the Rishon. Bava Metziah Daf Tzadik, the Gemara deals with the Lav Lo Tachsom Shor B'Disho. And the Gemara says, Hoysu HaBehemah Matorezet. If the animal had sickness, a diarrhea, you are entitled to prevent it from eating, because you're just going to be jeopardizing its health, causing it more suffering. And in that case, there is no mitzvah lo tachsom shor b'disho. The Tosfos HaRosh asks, and how do Chazal know that the rationale of this mitzvah is the benefit of the animal? Maybe there would be some other time, some other understanding. lo darshinan tame dekra. The Rosh explains, sometimes the rationale of a mitzvah is so obvious and so self-evident that that is not included in the argumentation and the discussion whether darshinan tame dekra or lo darshinan tame dekra. In this case, it is not a drasha. It is obvious. There could be no other understanding. And therefore, Chazal understood that lo sachshim shor b'disha is only for the benefit and the goodwill and the good being of the behemah, and therefore, when enabling the animal to eat will cause additional suffering and pain, there would be no mitzvah of lo tachsom shor b'disha. Example number two is a gemara in the beginning of Bav Metzia Dav Gimel, appearing also in Ksuvas Dav Yud Ches and in Gittin Dav Nun Aleph. Omar Rabbe Mipnei Ma'om Ratoyle Moide B'Mikzah Satani Yishma. He has a migo. He could have been a koifer hakel. And there's a pilpul in the Gemara. The Mordechai asks, Lo Darshinan Tame Dekra. How could we reach halachic conclusions and rulings based on a question, why did the Torah say Moide B'Mikzah is Chayiv Shavua? The Mordechai, similar to the Rosh, the Mordechai says, when it's a milta de tmiha, darshinan tame dekro. When it is obvious and self-evident, because it is strange if we don't offer some kind of interpretation and understanding. How is it that a koifer hakel is potter mishvua, and a moide b'mikzis who gives some benefit to the claimant, and he is dafke chayiv b'shvua. And therefore, Rabbah suggests an explanation which has halachic ramifications. Source number three. In the beginning of Bava Kama, the Rif says, why is shen v'regel poto b'shus arabim? Because it is impossible for the owner of an animal to be together with the animal 24 hours whenever the behemoth walks in the Rishus Arabim, and preventing it from walking or eating. That is the nature of animals. Whether it's a cow or an oxen or a goat or a donkey or a horse. And therefore, Shen v'regel b'Rishus Arabim is potum. The Rosh asks, why does the Rif offer explanations? That is not the nature of the Rif's momentous work. The Rif is a poisik. The Rif is not the Sefer Chinuch who suggests Tamei HaMitzvahs in each and every one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Rosh says that the Rif is Mechadash HaHalacha. If an animal is walking in a Rishus Arabim and there's a long stick, and the other end of the stick or the board is in Rishus HaYochad, and the animal walking just kicked that stick, and the other side of the stick that's in Rishus HaYochad broke a vessel. So the nezik actually occurred, the damage in Rishus HaYochad, Rishus HaNizuk. But the animal kicked that plank in Rishus HaRabim. He is poto. Based on the understanding of this ptur, shen v'regel b'shus arab. So the question is, how did the Rif know that this is the reasoning of the ptur shen v'regel b'shus arab? What I see from these three sources, even though in the Torah it's a halacha without any tam, sometimes Chazal and even the great Rishonim suggested interpretations and reasonings and rationale and tamei mitzvahs, and these tamim have halachic significance. So why shouldn't we say the same regarding the greatest Rishonim, whether it's the Rashba or the Trumas Edeshim? And when they suggest a certain interpretation and rationale and understanding of a mitzvah or a halacha, which is the Uraisa, that should have halachic significance, and therefore, if the Rashba says that the Yisr Schayle is based on the Chashash Shemi Yover Lechol, and the Tura Zov in Yoredei Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Kot Nalaf says that that is relevant even though Issachar is a Dioraisa, then I would think that has halachic significance. Whether that necessarily means that if somebody is studying Mechorot Asuras in another country, in another city, he's entitled to do so and there is no prohibition, that is open for discussion. It is open for argumentation. One could argue lo plug, however, totally rejecting the reasoning of the Rashba, in my humble opinion, Kitalmid Hadan Lefnei Rabbi Sebekarka, I would say we should trust the Rashba and relate to this Rashba just like the Rosh in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik, the Rosh in the beginning of Bava Kama, and the Mordechai in Bava Metzia Daf Gimel regarding the concept, the halacha of Moide Bemikse Satana Yishbo. At some other opportunities, I also differentiated between Tam and Hagdorah, the rationale of a mitzvah and its basic definition. And even if we don't have authority to suggest Tamei mitzvahs, but we are to define mitzvahs. And definition is almost everything. I want to give two different examples. Once again, coming back to the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beisim, and Pehei, the Evan Ezer, the Chasam Sofer deals with an elderly woman whose husband died without children, and she needs to get chalitza. However, she said she's not interested in getting married again. So the Chasam Sofer Paskin, she doesn't need to get chalitza. Because the rationale, the reasoning, the understanding of Mitzvah Chalitza is if she wants to get married, she cannot do so without Chalitza. And just like a get is Matir an Eishes Ish, Chalitza is Matir a Yavama. The Divrei Malkiel, one of the greatest poiskim in Lithuania, he was the Rav of Lomža. His name was the Malkiel Tenenbaum. Shuvas Divra Malkiel, Chelik Dalat Simalamet Gimel, has a different opinion, and he says that Chalitza is a mitzvah, whether she wants to get married or not. The Chasam Sofer says, I know that the Zohar explains and says that as long as the woman, the widow, doesn't get Chalitza, the neshama of the deceased has no menucha in Olam Haba, in Olam HaNeshamos. And according to the Zohar, she should get chalitza whether she wants to get married or not, regardless of her intention. However, the Chasam Sofer L'shitosa once again says, Kabbalah is not part of the halachic process. Might be a midas chasidus, but we do not impose Kabbalah. Similar to the Chasam Sofer regarding Shiluach HaKen. So why does the Divrei Malkiel reject the Chasam Sofer, and he feels that she needs to get chalitza in any event, regardless of whether she wants to get married again or not? It is not because the Divrei Malkiel bases his ruling on the Zohar, but rather the basic question is, how do we define chalitza? This is not a question of tamei mitzvahs, but rather of basic definition. Is chalitza ematia, like gerushin, like shchita, which is a matir achilas aboso, like a frosh eschala, which is matir achilas apas, or is chalitza a mitzvah? If chalitza is a mitzvah, maybe the entire prohibition of the widow to marry before getting chalitza is an outcome of mitzvah's chalitza, to ensure that she will get chalitza. The Torah prohibits her marriage prior to chalitza. So the argument between the Divrei Malkiel and the Sofer is, how do we define chalitza? Is chalitza a mitzvah or chalitza is a matia? Is the Isser Nisuin because she has a mitzvah of chalitza, or the mitzvah of chalitza is to be matia Nisuin? Example number two is Pidyon HaBen. In Yordei Shin Hei, The Namo brings an opinion that you cannot make a shliach to pay the Naben. The father himself has to participate. And the Bir Agra argues to the contrary. And he says, not only could a person make a shliach, a person could perform Pidyon HaBen on another person's baby without the knowledge of the father. And it's valid. Because according to the Gro, Pidyon HaBen is defined as Matnas Kahuna. It is like a monetary debt, a loan. You have to pay Shevet Kahuna. HaPoreya Choyvoy Shol Chaveroy Shol Omidato. According to other authorities, Pidyon HaBen is defined as Pidyon. In a way, and I stress in a way, it is some form of a transaction. As if the baby belongs to Shevet HaKoyanim, Shevet Kohuna, and a person buys his baby from Shevet Kohuna, or redeems his baby from the lien of Shevet Kohun. So the question whether a person is entitled to be paid a ben chaveroi shelo medato doesn't depend on tam mitzvah, but on its definition. How do we define pidyon ben? And this is a very basic distinction between tam and agdora, between reasoning and definition. And even if we accept the basic opinion that we do not have the authority to suggest tami and mitzvahs, or we might have authority to suggest, but definitely not to base our halachic ruling on these tamim, we definitely are obliged to define mitzvahs and base halachic ruling totally on the basic definition of the various mitzvahs, protehen v'digdukehen. So I find this to be a very fascinating discussion. And if any one of you wants some additional insight, please check Minchas Osher, Parshas Chukas. So coming back to my opening remarks, some of the Rishonim totally rejected Tamei HaMitzvos. Others very warmly encouraged the Rambam Birusha. And amongst the Gedolim that had a positive approach to Tamei HaMitzvos, we find three different askolot, three different approaches. The Rambam had a practical approach, explaining mitzvahs in a very practical way. Some of them to the social benefit of people, or to their spiritual growth. Just bringing an example that we already mentioned in the halachic section of today's shiur, Shiluach HaKen, based on Rachmonis, V'rachma Val Kol Maasev. And the Ramban adds on to instill Midas HaRachamim in our hearts, dealing with Korbanos. The Rambam said, it was difficult to wean Klal Yisrael away from the habit to bring sacrifices to the idols. And the Ramban is very disturbed by the Rambam's suggestion. So one approach is a practical one, to the benefit of people, practically, socially, spiritually. Approach number two was greatest advocate in recent generations was Hagon Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. The symbolic approach. Seeing a mitzvah's symbolism, each mitzvah symbolizes ethics, principles, and each of the mitzvahs, its basic rationale is symbolism. The third approach is the approach of the great Mekubalim. The Ari HaKodesh in Shara Mitzvot and another Kizvei Ha'ari, in many cases based on different passages in the Zohar. The mitzvahs bring Yeridas HaShefa Mela'ela Letato. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world, He created a spiritual world. And just like there are laws of nature in the physical realm of existence, there are laws in the spiritual realm as well. Oxygen, water are essential to life. Shefa Eloki is essential not only to the physical existence of the world, but to its spiritual existence as well. V'al yedei kiyum ha-mitzvos, there is an itaruta delatata, and the mitzvahs go from here to there, up to the heavens, to the greatest heights in Esses Sfiris, Arba Olamot, Atzilus Bria Yetzira, down to Asiya. There is an interaction between the mitzvahs we perform, which go up, and Shefa Eloki, which comes down. HaMechadish B'tuvoi B'chol Yom Tomed Ma'ase B'reishis, Chidush HaBria, Chidush HaYetzira, is by the mitzvahs that we perform. And the kesher between the four worlds, different realms of existence, and the Esses Sfiris is brought about al yedei ma'aseh ha-mitzvahs. And each of these mitzvahs, in a way that is above and beyond the realm of our understanding, has a kesher to the Esses Sfiris, to the Arba Olamos, and it is by us performing those mitzvahs that we are zeicha to yiridas ha-shefa and kiyum ha-olamos. Those are the basic approaches of the great gedolim throughout the ages that were oisik in tamei ha-mitzvot. I mentioned that at the beginning of the shiur, the Nefesh HaChaim and the Kedushas Levi. So the Tshuva Sarivash brings one of the great Rishonim, the Rash Mikinon, who said that after he understood all Kavonas HaTfilah, when he actually came to Daven, he davened like a little child, with the purity and the simplicity of a child standing before his mother and father, totally confident that they could supply all his needs and they will never let him down. That is how he, one of the great Rishonim, Sefer HaKrisos, said that is the way he davens. And that is the most basic form of Avodas Hashem. Betom lev, betmimus. All the tikkunim and all the yichudim are brought about by purity of mind, of intention, purity of heart. Yiratza, we should be zeicha, lavod et Hashem besimcha. All our tefillahs should be fulfilled. All our tefillahs should go up to the heavens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillahs. We should only know Simchas and the three beautiful families I mentioned who are waiting every day for their children to come home. The Frankels, the Sherers, the Yifrachs. Our Tfilis and their Tfilis, Shialu HaShemayma. We should hear B'Seiris Tovis, Yeshuas V'Nachomois. And we should be zoche b'korah b'yomeinu to Yeshua's Yisrael, v'bi'ez goyel tzedek b'mehero v'yomeinu, amen.